Israel's New Government to Include Arab, Islamist, Druze Ministers. By Joel B. Polak on June 13, 2021. The new Israeli government that will be sworn in on Monday is set to include an Arab party, RAM, in a significant role for the first time. Moreover, the new government will also include a minister from the Druze minority community. It is an outcome almost unthinkable several weeks ago, when mixed Jewish Arab cities were wrecked by riots instigated by the Palestinian terrorist groups who attacked Israel. But the new coalition government holds the potential for reconciliation. The most important development is the role of RAM, and its leader, Mansour Abbas. The party holds 4 seats in the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, and is crucial to the new government's narrow 61-seat majority. It is an Islamist party, but as Faris Wellam writes at the Jerusalem Post, it does not advocate for the imposition of Sharia, Islamic law, on the surrounding society. Its main achievement thus far has been to secure funding and recognition for Bedouin communities. RAM's participation in the government is controversial because the party officially opposes Zionism, Jewish national self-determination, and supports the so-called Palestinian right of return, which would end Israel's existence. But it also recognizes Israeli sovereignty and broke away from other Islamist factions that do not recognize the State of Israel. The new government will grant it 1 deputy minister, who will work in the office of Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. The government will have another Arab, Essawi Fry of the left-wing Meretz party, as regional cooperation minister. In addition, the new government will have a Druze deputy finance minister, Hamed Amar, who rose to the position after it was rejected by Eli Avidar, a member of the Knesset from Avigdor Lieberman's Yisrael Beitenu party. There is no telling whether such a diverse governing coalition can long survive. But one thing is clear, Israel is no apartheid state. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new ebook, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.